possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. The entire sports world reacting. It's funny, to the Micah Parsons trade, I did two interviews today prior to the show, Michigan football related. You know, hey, you know, I've got the game tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. Both interviews diverted to Micah Parsons talk. Hey, we'd like you to come on and preview the Michigan opener. Cool. Yeah. All right. Great.
Both. Where'd they call you from?
One was WDIV. I did a thing on Channel 4 this morning, and another was a place out in Albuquerque. But you it turned it, they both, I got to ask a question about Micah Parsons.
Got to ask you.
Yeah. Well, we've got you. And look, it's a huge story, and it obviously impacts us. This is, you know, sometimes we kind of, all right, how does it impact us? This very directly impacts us. And I'm not sure it was possible to get that kind of deal done, that it would ever happen without a new contract, which would put the Lions, back them into a corner as far as the cap is concerned. I think they have, the money they have, some of it's earmarked for contracts they're going to sign next year because you can roll some over. But at the end of the day, the Lions' job just got harder. Kind of like the challenge, but you know, I mean, some people want the Lions to make this kind of move and don't think that Brad Holmes will ever do it, and he might not. I'm so intrigued by the most competent management group we've ever had. I kind of want to see them lay their plan out and do their thing and see what comes of it, because we've never had a guy that just keeps drafting well and drafting well and drafting well. And this is only year three of them having it up and running. Like, they've contended for the last two Super Bowls. This is the third one that they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender. We'll see what goes down. Who do we got next? Nathan, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Good, thank you.
Call in, obviously, about Micah Parsons and him going to Green Bay. Obviously, it's a big move for the Packers, but personally, looking at the deal, I still don't think the Packers are better than the Lions, personally, just because you look at these two teams and how they stack up. Like, other than Xavier McKinney, I have no idea who is in that secondary for Green Bay, and I think that's going to be a hole that'll get exposed this season. Maybe they'll patch it up, but I don't know. I just think the way the Lions are set up compared to these guys right now, that week one, it's Lambeau Field's still going to be Ford Field West week one, in my opinion.
Well, it's funny you bring this up. Some caller called earlier and said he's getting Reggie White vibes, like him putting him over the top. I also, part of me looks at who they lost up front defensively, looks at their secondary, and I'm wondering if I'm getting Cincinnati vibes. Like, a really good offense and a great player on the edge defensively. I'm going to be intrigued if they can stop the run and if people are going to be running wide open in the secondary.
Well, they do have good linebackers on the team. They do have Rashawn Gary as well. I mean, Quay Walker is a pretty good linebacker. Edgerrin Cooper is young.
Yeah.
You know, they still have talent. But, yes, defensive tackle looks like it's a hole on them right now.
Yeah, definitely. Like, their front seven is respectable. I mean, obviously, you got Rashawn Gary and you got Parsons, obviously. And then going back towards Za'Darius Smith, I know everybody loves talking about him, personally, I think that they're going to wait a couple weeks to sign him, but we'll see what happens. But I don't know. I just know that Marcus Davenport, his history and track record, he probably won't last a whole season for Detroit.
Well, I don't think he'll play all 17, but they got some stuff riding on him. Look, Detroit has issues too. We don't know about the interior of both lines. You know, Davenport, is he going to provide anything? And even if he doesn't, is their pass rush going to be enough? We're assuming some players are going to get better. What if Terrion Arnold doesn't get better? And we're going to assume that they're not going to be as injured as they were last year, but that was scary the way that happened. So it's not like Detroit is worry-free, but I think there's worries in Green Bay as well. And I'm not exactly sold on Jordan Love just yet. You know? I was scared to death of him, but I'm not scared to death of him anymore.
I want to bring up a small, maybe like, you know, glimmer, something shiny in light of this news, because everyone kind of, it seems like everyone, but a lot of people panic when the Packers got Parsons. Is at least we're going to be playing Parsons when he hasn't even met his teammates yet. You know, like they're going on the road. And he's going to be, what, maybe a week of practice at best. If he's, I don't know if he's even going to learn the playbook or anything like that, other than just get to the quarterback. But at least they get him now. And then when they play him the second time, it'll be at Ford Field, and we'll at least be at home. But the first time, if we're on the road and he hasn't even, you know, suited up, I'll take that.
Well, let's face facts. That first game has extreme overreaction premium riding on it. If Detroit goes to Green Bay and loses that game, there is going to be unnecessary panic in Detroit. I mean, it is going to be...
massive freakout.
It's going to be a massive freakout. On the opposite side, if Detroit goes to Green Bay and wins that game, it's going to feel like a aha moment. It didn't matter.
It'll be a... crotch chop game. Everybody's going to be doing the crotch chop.
It is. I mean, most Mondays after Lions games are filled with overreactions to begin with. This could be an all-timer, because there's a segment of Detroit's fan base that is upset that the Lions haven't given it more gas, haven't gone outside the organization and done more. And then the Packers went and did like just a total flex move. If the Packers beat Detroit in the opener, you think there's going to be some reaction on that following Monday?
Yeah, I think there's going to be some reaction. I mean, look what we got. College football starts off with 1-2. I wrote in my show sheet that it's kind of like they're following the NASCAR model, where you have your best game at the start of the season.
Right.
Like NASCAR starts with
Daytona.
With the Daytona 500. 500. Yeah. And now you've got this Lions game against the Packers. Does it become the marquee game of the schedule?
The whole schedule?
Well, I mean, you start off Thursday night and you've got Cowboys and Eagles, which loses some steam now. Chiefs and Chargers, eh. Got Lions and Packers. Look at the rest of the schedule. What else is going to compare as I'm scrolling down? I mean, Giants and Commanders? No.
No.
Niners and Seahawks? No. Texans and Rams is pretty good. Well, Ravens and Bills. There you go. Sunday night. But we got some good games coming up. The Lions and Packers is as good as any of them. It could be a preview of the NFC Championship.
In 2022, the Lions swept the Packers. In 2023, the Lions swept the Packers. In 2024, the Lions swept the Packers. I got this wrong here.
Are you sure?
2024? I'm looking at it right here. Yeah, they swept the Packers.
They've dominated the Packers.
Yeah, they've dominated the Packers.
And they won the last game of 2021 against the Packers.
They lost the Thanksgiving game in 2023. That's the one I got wrong, okay. Right? They lost that game. But the truth is, if they lose, they've won 6 of the last 7. If they lose this opener, they're going to be people on hold for hours.
There'll be some panic in Detroit.
It's what we call a 10-liner. There's a lot of overreaction premium riding on that opener. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Micah Parsons, indeed, is a Green Bay Packer. The Lions cooked. Plus, you can go vote on our Twitter poll. Who would you rather be, Detroit or Green Bay? Right here, right now. We barely touched on our Tigers. It'd be interesting to see if they can get back on the winning ways, huh? Back to their winning ways, huh?
Be nice.
Yep. I was a...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Disastrous trip to Ocramento. Disastrous. So if they're off to Kansas City, is Kansas City is the team that's 8.5 back, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So Kansas City's looking at this as getting into September. If they don't gain ground now, they're probably not going to. So this might be realistically their last stand.
Punch them out.
Yep. Let's finish them off and start worrying about bigger and better things. But hopefully, they'll start to get a sense for who might be pitching for them later in September and into October.
Yes.
There have been some sketchy pitching performances lately.
I mean, each starter has roughly 5 starts to go the rest of the way. So someone's got to emerge. Mm-hmm. Hopefully a couple guys emerge and just becomes easy peasy. Hey, these are the 3 guys we're going to go with, and fourth rotation spot can be whomever.
All right, straight ahead, we'll talk a little Michigan, the opener tomorrow night against New Mexico. I'll tell you what I'm hearing and what I'm kind of sensing in the building as we get set for the Wolverines opener. That at 102 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.